So I'm here with Davo after a home 4-0 win in the Aldershot Senior Cup against Sandhurst, quarter-final. Davo, first of all, you must be delighted to progress to a semi-final and an opportunity of making the second cup final for this season.
Yeah, it's a good all's well that ends well sort of situation for us, really. It was tricky night, playing against society, we're obviously really up for it. I thought they acquitted themselves really well, to be honest, and good luck to them for the rest of the season. For the first 15 minutes or so, we were very, very dominant in the game. It looked like we were going to score at will. And then the awful injury to their player, who everyone at Fleet wishes the very, very best wishes to. What was it, a half hour, 40 minute delay? Was the game going to be abandoned? And ultimately, we managed to persuade the ref to carry on, and grateful that he did. But we didn't really get going again after that for the next half an hour of the half. It was poor, a bit laboured, flat performance, and we sort of told them that at half time.
Yeah, and that sums up the first half pretty well, really, and in contrast to the second half, where the game sort of sparked into life. Whatever you said at half time worked. One of the scrappiest hat tricks you'll ever see in football, I think, from Rob Carr, and a well dispatched penalty from Chalks, and you come out 4-0 winners.
Yeah, I mean, it sort of ends up seeming a bit harsh on them, really, because we've scored bang, 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 later-ish in the half as they tired and we'd worn them out, really. But we were, we had a lot of chances, and, four was probably right, if not a couple more. But I must say, as I said, that they gave it a good go. They were, they were competitive, and they, they didn't throw silly tackles in, which sometimes happen with sides from that level, and it was a decent game. So, yeah, good professional job done in the second half. I had a go at them at half time, told them a few sort of home truths, and they sort of showed what they're about. Second half, we made one or two subs, they made differences, and hat trick for Rob Carr, very pleased for him. He deserved a goal on Saturday, I thought, for his efforts, and he's been rewarded today with three. A free kick that was kind of low under the wall and sort of a bad strike, but keepers sometimes save that. A deflected, he says it was a Cruyff flick, but it looked deflected, but I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. So a good deflected finish for his hat trick, and the first one was a bit of desire to close the keeper down, and he's blocked a sort of a clearance and knocked it in. So good hat trick for him. The fourth was a penalty that Chalky scored, who made a difference when he came on, and Brentoy was brought down after a good run, who'd also come on. In the end, pretty good night for us. We've got to be happy with that, really.
Yeah, and it keeps that momentum going, takes you into Saturday nicely. Obviously, you've been on a good run of results and performances, and you've got a tough game in terms of Dunstable on Saturday.
Yeah, that'll be a tough game. They're a very big, powerful side. We didn't really perform up there, although we gave it a good go. We had a few players missing, and we struggled. A couple of injuries during the game left us a little bit sort of toothless going forward. So hopefully we can perform a bit better Saturday. It'll be a tough game, but pressure's on them, really. They're pushing for the playoffs, and they're going to need the points, so they'll be coming gunning for us, and we'll see how we go.
Yeah, and congratulations, obviously, on tonight's win. But I saw today on Twitter, obviously, a couple of statements. One, a statement made from the club last night, and a second one made by the players today. So I don't know if you've got any thoughts on either of those.
It's been much documented, really, by me. Not really, it's been much has been said by the club of what's happened. I'm glad that they've sort of said what's happened, how they did. And then, I'm proud of the players. The way that they've conducted themselves has been phenomenal from, they always do for me. I've been nothing but pride for them every week, but particularly since the news broke, and the things that they've dealt with, and their statement talks for itself, really. And I don't need to comment on it. It's their comments, their words, and my pride for them is right at the top. So it is what it is. There's not much more I can add to it.
And is there any news in terms of the club moving forward, and and the playing aspect and obviously the monetary situation?
No, I don't believe that there is. All I know is that my group of players will keep going for me as long as we're all together, we're all in it together, and hopefully we can keep picking up results. You know, the results we've picked up have been absolutely fantastic. So if we can keep nicking a few results, we've got a semi-final to look forward to now, we've got a cup final to look forward to on the 4th of April, and hopefully we can keep this team together and see where that leads us to the end of the season. But off the field, you know, it's not for me to comment on.
Well, as always, another fantastic performance. Well, possibly not fantastic, but another great work ethic from the players and a good performance to see you through. And obviously everyone wishes yourself and the club the very best of luck for the future.
Cheers.